The Church of God is not a public restaurant. We don't accommodate to make people happy. That's not how we make our profits spiritually. We only live and do that which pleases Jesus. My friend, that's how you profit. As Peter said, we ought to obey God rather than men. You'll either be a God pleaser or a man pleaser, but you cannot be both.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth in Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
We are so delighted to have you join us today on Truth in Fact. And we are in Matthew chapter 17, and verse 2 says, "And he was transfigured before them, his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light." We're talking about the transfiguration of Christ, or the glory of Christ that was revealed. When Jesus was in prayer in the presence of the Father, we find that a change took place. There was a metamorphosis. Remember that word? There was a change. His glory began to show forth. What was on the inside was revealed on the outside. It was already there. Now, why was it revealed? It was revealed on the outside to be seen by Peter, James, and John. Jesus wanted them to see this. Amen. It was his glory. And there is something that Jesus wants to show to a lost and dying world. He wants to show them his glory. How does he do that? Through his church, through people like you and I, those that are saved, those that know God, those that are born again. There's a change that takes place on the inside. The Holy Spirit transforms us, amen, and wants to conform us into the image of Jesus. 2 Corinthians 3:18 says, "But we all with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord." This is what God desires to do in and through our lives. Amen. You know, I've been a pastor for many years, and so many say that they want to change, but deep inside, they really don't. Well, why is that? Because they love their lives too much. They like themselves too much. We'd rather reveal our own glory than his glory. Too many want to be the center of attention instead of giving place to Jesus. Our agenda is just more important than God's agenda. That's why so many make their plans even on Sunday. And the truth is, Sunday is really no different than Saturday. You see it everywhere. It's just another day for most. If the service goes too long, we must depart. We've made our agenda. We've put ourselves or our events above God. He isn't that important. God is speaking, but we must move on. We've got more important things to do. My friend, there won't be much change taking place in our lives with that kind of attitude or that kind of mindset. There'll be no glory revealed through a church like that. In some churches, if the pastor goes too long, they begin looking for another church or another place. You see, my friend, that kind of thinking is carnal and it's not spiritual. Many look for convenience rather than looking to be changed. They'd rather change the church than be changed by God. Friend, the Church of God is not a public restaurant. We don't accommodate to make people happy. That's not how we make our profits spiritually. We only live and do that which pleases Jesus. That's how you profit spiritually. Peter said this, "We ought to obey God rather than men." I guess Peter probably wouldn't cut it too well today, would he? You see, you'll either be a God pleaser or a man pleaser, but you can't be both. Donuts and refreshments are at a convenience store, but the substance in the church should be that spiritual manna from heaven, the bread of life. That's what will change the heart. We must communicate that which is from God. My friend, the church should be spiritual. It's not a Circle K. It's not a 7-Eleven. Jesus said, "Man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." You may agree, you may not agree, but my friend, the church must get back to the one thing that's needed. That is, if there's going to be a change, there needs to be a metamorphosis. We must get back to Jesus, get back to his word, and let the Lord work mightily through his people. Amen.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthinfact.org.